Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm under the weather, but I'm here to deliver. That's right. I've got to do the job no matter what. And I relish it coming off the weekend, especially after the week that the Democrats had. What a freak show that was. You want to know where we left off last week? Democrats in total disarray. They have much to lament. They have much to be disturbed about. Hunter Biden is solidly back in the news cycle. And this despite the Chinese balloon scandal. That's a whole other new one. People are asking questions about why this balloon wasn't shot down. They know the answer. A spy balloon. Why wasn't a spy balloon shot down over Montana? Chinese said it's a weather balloon that blew off course. You buy that? Well, if you do, I bet Hunter sold it to you because he sells everything. And you know the big guy got his percentage. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hunter has opened a can of worms. We're going to discuss it today. We're going to be discussing it today, tomorrow, the next day, and probably for the next 6 months until something finally happens. And I'm telling you, folks, this one they're going to have a tough time with. The Democrats will have a difficult time if they don't provide a real investigation of the Bidens. Even rank-and-file Democrats are jumping ship over this. I mean, Hunter admitted it's his laptop, and then he retracted it, right? Is dude still on crack? Honestly, how long are Democrats willing to hitch their wagon to a crackhead who will eventually, pardon the pun, crack? This is the time for Republicans to act. And speaking of which, how about that Kevin McCarthy growing a pair? He kicks Ilhan Omar off one of the committees that she's on, like an intelligence committee. How does she get on this committee? This anti-Semitic, anti-American foreigner who has a very checkered past in many, many things, but I don't care. If she wants to marry her brother, that's up to her. Okay? It isn't for me to moralize. Fine. If in her culture you can marry your brother, we call it incest here. But if that's what you do in Somalia, that's how you roll, fine. I'm not going to get all up in your business. But it is weird. It's weird to me. And what's even more weird is Democrats who put Swalwell and Ilhan Omar and other anti-America, not even anti-America, hate America. Democrats hate this version of America. How do these people get on these committees? But Kevin McCarthy stood firm. He's like, We'll talk more about that, too. But should we begin with a metaphor? Well, of course. Frozen Woman is what I titled this section. And when I was thinking about what happened here, I said, holy mother of Hillary, here's a story that's going to send a chill up your spine. This story was in the Daily Mail out of the UK, and it says, a Chicago woman is being accused of keeping her mother's body in a freezer for nearly 2 years while living in a nearby apartment. Oh, yeah. See, it's got all the markings of a Democrat right there, doesn't it? Are you intrigued? Well, Eva Bratcher, 69, appeared in court after being charged with hiding her 96-year-old mother's death and having a fake identification card. Regina Michalski's body was found this week in a garage freezer near the apartment they had shared. Investigators believe she died March 4th, 2021. The cause will not be determined until the body his thought, but we all know it's COVID, right? The woman was 96 or 94. It had to be COVID. They said the allegations are very disturbing. David Kelly set a bond of $20,000 for Bratcher. Mr. Kelly turned down a defense lawyer's request for a lower bond to get Bratcher out of jail. So she's sitting in jail. But this woman... And I'm telling you, this has all the trappings of leftism. Can't just let your mother get buried in peace, right? You got to figure out how to milk her a little more. In fact, why not milk her a little more and don't forget to cast that ballot for her, right? Unbelievable. Here's another story that's kind of weird news. Interesting news. The Duke women's basketball coach is upset that for the first half of the game they used the men's basketball. Duke coach Carol Lawson said her team played with a men's basketball the first half of a loss to Florida State. The Blue Devils lost to the Seminoles 70-57 in Tallahassee, Florida, the team's second ACC loss of the season. After her team beat Pittsburgh 53-44, Lawson ended her news conference by speaking animatedly about Sunday's game. Lawson said that throughout the first half, Duke players were complaining about the ball. The Blue Devils were 7-for-32 from the field in the opening 20 minutes of the game. Now, I can see the difference. It's 3 ounces heavier, the men's basketball. It's 3 ounces heavier. They said they were 12-for-38 in the second half. Florida State made 10 of its 30 shots in the first two quarters and 14 of 31 in the second half. Now, here's what's interesting about this story. The Duke lady's upset. She's like, they're playing with the men's basketball, which I say, why not? Why do we have two different basketballs? If you're going to have a Me Too movement, play with the heavier ball. Stop complaining. Isn't that what you want? I mean, it's supposed to be equality and all this stuff. And oh, by the way, how do you know it was a women's ball when you don't even know that you have women on the team? Now you're saying, Kevin, how do you know she's a lefty? They're all lefties. College basketball, women's college basketball. Need I say more? Right, shut up. Anyway, here's the best part of it, though. It wasn't like they dribbled the ball up the court, Duke did, and then if Florida State stole it, they called timeout and sent in a women's basketball. Both teams were playing with a man's ball for the first half. Florida State isn't complaining. Now, Kevin, they lost. It's because they won. That's why they're not complaining. No, it's because you throw ballers a ball and they play. Look, I'm not a great basketball player. I'll admit it. But when we had pickup games in the street, do you know the balls that we played with, little old poor Negro kids out playing in the park? We played with ball balls. We played with women's balls. We played with Walmart rubber balls. We played with whatever ball. Nobody complained because you know why? Everybody's playing with the same ball. But no, you got it. The reason why you know Carol Lawson is a lefty is because, well, we couldn't shoot as good with the men's ball. Well, what do you think Florida State was playing with? Did they get an advantage? Was LeBron on their team or something? No. Lots to talk about. Glad you're here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This was a big story last week, and who knows where it's going to go because you just don't know what the Bidens have gotten us into. I'm talking about Hunter Biden and his deal with the Chinese. Who did the Chinese pay to be able to fly this spy balloon over? And people are asking, why didn't they shoot it down? How do we allow the Chinese to fly balloons, spy or otherwise, anywhere over our country? And I guess they were too. The military was too busy preparing for drag queen reading hour. So they, what do we do about it? Well, we certainly can't stop this. We've got, you know, Queen Latifah or whatever reading our stuff here. I mean, God, what is the deal? Kevin Jackson's here listening to, just posing. Some thoughts for you. What they used to call it in Reader's Digest, points to ponder. The excuse, by the way, that the Biden administration gave for not shooting down this Chinese spy balloon was they were concerned about falling debris. I mean, it wasn't a spaceship. I don't know. It wasn't a meteor. It was a freaking Chinese spy balloon. I don't know what was in it. But I do know this. Montana is a state that has one citizen per 1,000 acres, and you couldn't find some open ground to shoot this thing down with? That's your excuse? I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network, if you want to chime in. So my question to you, are you buying it? Are you buying that we can't shoot down a spy satellite, or what people believe to be a spy satellite, that's flying over our sovereign territory? Why wouldn't we? I mean, whether if, even if it is a weather balloon, why wouldn't we shoot it down and analyze it? Makes sense to me. Unless you're bought and paid for, like the Biden family. And don't forget, we still got some bleed over from last week. It's probably been 2 weeks now, from these classified documents. And this investigation of the Biden family. We got a lot of stuff brewing. You should be excited. I know. Black History Month, that's already got you excited. But this is even more. Oh, my goodness. What else did they say? Well, here's how it reads. The Pentagon decided not to shoot down the balloon, which was potentially flying over sensitive sites because of concerns of hurting people on the ground. So it's flying over all of our NORAD, and I don't know where all these different things, all of our bases, sensitive sites. Heavily populated areas in Montana. Do you know what's the largest population of a city in Montana? I think it's Missoula. 67,000. If a town has 30,000 in Montana, it's big. That's Bozeman. Woohoo! I don't think there's any cities. Maybe Missoula is considered a city. I think it's considered a town. You know, town, city, villages, etc., have different numbers of people that qualify. They don't have many cities in Montana. Let me put it this way. The excuse that you would use in New York, maybe, or, yeah, say New York, would be, it's too populated. We can't shoot it down over New York, even though there are some unpopulated areas of New York. But, I mean, I could go for that, right? But Montana? What? South Dakota? Can't shoot it down in South Dakota. There's just too much danger. It's insane. That just goes to show you that even with something like this, that's this obvious, the left still goes, oh, well, let's see if we can spread another lie. I mean, really, that's the best excuse they could come up with. They say, well, we're not sure if it has radioactive material. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't buy that, but it would be better than, well, Montana, we're afraid of hitting people on the ground. You mean hitting gophers? Hitting pheasants? Pheasants do run on the ground before the dogs sniff them out. That's why I know. They said the U.S. had no immediate response to the Chinese explanation because the Chinese said, no, it's a weather balloon. Well, it's pretty far off course. I don't know much about meteorology and when you fly stuff and because they have a right to determine world weather, you know, put a balloon up in the jet stream and see how fast it is or how far it goes or whatever. They have every right to do that. Any country does if you're studying weather. But how does it get off course and fly over three of the most clandestine bases, you know, for our activities in the country? So Blinken, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, he's supposed to go to China because we have a bad relationship right now with China. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. With Trump, we had a working relationship with China. Under Biden, I'll read this to you so you don't think I'm making it up. This is what people said. They said the U.S. had no immediate response. They said the visit, Anthony Blinken was expected to make his first trip to Beijing this weekend. The visit has not been formally announced, and it was unclear if the balloon discovery would affect his travel plans. Well, I can tell you it did. He canceled. And they said, go on to say, Blinken would have been the highest ranking member of Joe Biden's administration to visit China on a mission, you ready for this, to mitigate a sharp downturn in relations between the countries and trade disputes and concerns about Beijing's increasingly aggressive stance towards Taiwan and the South China Sea. Now, I'm going to just assuage a lot of your anxiety if you have any. That's all probably lies. Beijing's pretty happy with the Bidens. Beijing is stealing secrets willy-nilly. They got more spies planted. They got more spies in Congress, in universities, in corporations, etc. And it is all because of the Bidens. So they give us this propaganda. Oh, we got to get over there and heal ourselves because we... whatever. Don't believe it. In a statement... they said the Chinese foreign ministry said the balloon was a civilian airship, used mainly for meteorological research. Used mainly. And they went on to say that the airship has limited self-steering capabilities and deviated from its planned course because of winds. It could happen. I'm not going to deny that. I don't believe it. The Chinese side regrets the unattended entry of the airship into U.S. airspace due to force majeure, which is an act of God. They, you know, wasn't our fault. You know, nature took over, blew it over all your bases, and we were just, you know, checking weather. Maybe that balloon will disperse the next biological weapon in America. Anybody thought about that? Look, I don't believe anything's innocent. Not by the Chinese. And as I've mentioned before, look at the relationship between Joe Biden and the Chinese with the University of Pennsylvania and his think tank. And all the things we're learning about what's going on. And then ask yourself, if you think this was just a coincidence or an accident...
Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The world is coming to help Turkey and Syria, where the combined death toll from this morning's huge earthquake and aftershocks tops 2,500. The main quake, a magnitude 7.8, followed quickly by a 7.7 aftershock. Worst quake in the region in more than 100 years. Two people are in custody for allegedly trying to destroy the city of Baltimore by attacking power substations. The U.S. attorney says the two were fueled by racism. Democrats in New Hampshire vow to defy the National Party's decision to bump the Granite State to number 2 in the primary process next year. And lawmakers in Utah are considering a bill that would require parental consent before any child may create a social media account. It's a modification of the original bill, which was an outright ban on social media for kids younger than 16. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to cover more about the balloon in the next hour, but I tell you, a lot of developments over the weekend. They finally shot it down. It only took 3 days. And the hashtag that was trending at the time was Mission Accomplished. That's what I think the White House probably put out, or some minion for the White House. But we'll go into it here in a bit. What I want to talk about right now is Hunter's can of worms. Because what we're seeing with this spy balloon, metaphorically, is Hunter's can of worms. I suspect the Chinese are playing games and saying, let's just go poke the bear a little bit, or whatever we call ourselves. Poke the tiger. Poke the eagle. Let's go see what the United States will do if we blatantly fly a balloon, a spy balloon, over their sovereign territory. See what they do. And then let's dare them. Let's dare them to shoot it down. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson Network. Hey, here's what I want to know. Because Hunter Biden has gotten the America and the Biden family in so much trouble. And if we had a media or a Justice Department, we'd know all about it. We would have impeached Joe Biden because he's the big guy. We would have slapped the backside of Dr. Jill with her narcissistic, egomaniac, you know, butt, and gotten her out of the way. And Hunter would probably be in prison. This is where we'd be. We'd be making that family pay its back taxes. James would have to pay his tax. I had to pay a crazy amount of taxes. They were late fees for filings. It never should have happened. I'm telling you, it never should have happened. But these people are getting away with murder. They send two tax revenue officers to my home because, oh, your taxes were filed a day late. Well, how so? $28,000 for a day for a nonprofit. I'm just telling you. And Hunter Biden is hiding money. He's, you know, it's under the table. He's paying prostitutes. Look, here's a story. And for the record, folks, understand this. This is not our media that's talking about this. These people don't want to tell you anything about the Bidens. Why? Because the media, our DOJ, and the entirety of the Democratic Party are all in bed with the Bidens. All of their futures depend on the Bidens. And despite what we do in alternative media, the media is going to continue to do what it does until there's nobody to back them up, until we take our money out of the system. We cannot allow this government to keep taking our money and putting it into this nonsensical leftist BS. And that's where we are. But I ask a simple question with this latest story of Hunter Biden, and it's the latest of many that will come out, and it is, where's the Me Too movement over Hunter Biden's misuse of his assistants, not one, but multiple assistants, and I use my finger quotes, for sexual favors. Let me put it a different way. Could you hire somebody to do phone sex with you and not get in trouble with the board or the SEC? Or, I mean, I don't know if he's publicly traded, but could you get away with it? This story comes from the Daily Mail. It says, I'm sorry, are we hearing this right? After all this time, the lies and obfuscations, Hunter Biden is admitting the laptop is his? Now, you remember, folks, he admitted it was his, and then he took it back. It's mine. No, it's not. Not only that, they say, he wants a criminal investigation at taxpayer expense into how his laptop became public, even though he himself left it in John Paul Mac Isaac's Delaware computer repair shop and signed a document forfeiting ownership if he left it there longer than 90 days. Also, he would like everyone involved in leaking its contents, which point to Hunter's own personal or potential criminal activity, to be punished. Yes, folks, if anyone is the victim here, it's Hunter Biden. That's where we start this little saga. But it gets better, because not only is Hunter making himself into the victim, he has the nerve to do this with all of the evidence that points to everything I'm talking about now, which is, where's the Me Too movement? You know, where are people who just want to see law and order? If nobody is above the law, how is Hunter above the law? I don't need to walk you through the litany of things this man has done. You know it. And here's what's interesting. It isn't speculation that Hunter Biden was kicked out of the military because of drug use. It isn't speculation that Hunter Biden flunked out of drug rehab. It isn't speculation that Hunter Biden married his dead brother's widow and then had an affair with a stripper or a hooker, depends on who you ask, and had a baby by this said stripper hooker whom he does not want to take credit for or pay child support on. This is the person that Joe Biden described as the greatest guy he knows. But he's a victim. This is a guy that the left will ignore. They ignore his use of drugs on camera. They ignore his sex with prostitutes on camera. They ignore all of the lies and connections the connections that he has with not only the Russians and the Ukrainians, but also the Chinese. They ignore his lies of, well, I don't know, the laptop could be Russian misinformation, and all the other lies that he's told on behalf of his dad. They ignore that he all but says publicly that his dad is the big guy, and you can easily connect the dots. They ignore all of this. Because his Biden name. It's such a great name. Since when did the Biden name become a great name? I mean, the Kennedys I've heard. The Rockefellers I've heard. The Carnegies I've heard. But the Bidens? Bunch of inbred Pennsylvania Appalachian hillbillies is all it is. They like, oh, my word is a Biden. What's that supposed to mean, you pathological liar? But Hunter, the left say he's a Renaissance man. Look at him. He's painting. He's making millions of dollars on his paintings. Who bought them? They won't tell you. In the spirit of transparency, they won't tell you. Daddy and him been going over classified files together at the house. He and the big guy. Nothing. Media, so what? There are documents at the house, and Hunter was there, and he was setting up his office there, and we got all these issues going on with the Chinese and the Ukrainians and the Russians. Look at any of those three countries, and despite pretending that we're at war with Russia, look at what we've given them. Russia has rebuilt its economy because of whom? Joe Biden. Ukraine, getting billions of dollars. From whom? Joe Biden. China, feasting on us. Flying balloons over sovereign American territory. Joe Biden too afraid to shoot it down unless he gets permission from Xi. Who's responsible? Do you think Trump would have let that balloon fly over American airspace? Yeah, I don't think so either. So, not an apology from Hunter Biden of what he's done to this nation, what he's put this nation through, what he's put his family through. Nothing. He doesn't have to apologize. No outrage from the leftist media, which spent 2 years in collusion with Joe Biden and his family, dismissing this laptop as a fake with the help of the FBI, a Russian plant, Hillary Clinton and her team doing it, and they all have the nerve to want to sue.
We're going to sue.
You found out. We need to sue you for finding out. How dare you find out and want to actually report the truth, you bunch of conservative do-gooders, you sanctimonious truth seekers? Yep. Then, get this. It wasn't but a few hours after Hunter Biden admits the laptop is his definitively. What did he do? He did what a Biden does. He walked it back.
Yeah, it's not mine. What are you talking about? I don't know what people are saying.
So they don't even know. They don't know what strategy to build here. That's their problem. Now, folks, I'm telling you this, and I am not even anywhere close to what I really want to talk about, which is what Hunter Biden has actually done to people. Anyway, they go on, going back to this, walking it back, they say, these letters do not confirm Mac Isaacs or other versions of a so-called laptop, said Hunter's lawyers. They address their conduct of seeking, manipulating, and disseminating what they allege to be Mr. Biden's personal data wherever they claim to have gotten it. So just to clarify, this is as of last week, Thursday morning, the laptop was Hunter's, but Thursday afternoon, maybe it wasn't. So we're right back to where we started from, which is par for the course with the Biden family. Now they say it might be for revenge, because John Paul Mac Isaac is suing Hunter Biden for defamation. I don't blame him. The guy went through absolute H-E double crooked socks. And what people are asking is, when is the media going to actually do its job and start looking into these things? And I'm going to touch on this other thing in a minute, because I want to talk about what Hunter Biden did with his assistants, because I think it's relevant. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want you to ask yourself, is there anybody you know who could have Hunter Biden's record of life, achievement or whatever, and people would be, you know, wouldn't be in jail? Who do you know that could stay out of jail living this man's life? But let me tell you what, Geraldo Rivera tried to protect Hunter Biden, and I'll give a little Napoleon Greg Gutfeld credit, because he was outraged. He was like, you've got to be kidding me. Here's the clip.
And the real story, which is the disintegration of the life of the first son here. It is so sad to see how his life just turned to such crap.
How is it crap? Tell me, how is it crap? He's got away with everything. He's selling art for $500,000. He's banging everything. If you think he stopped doing drugs, you're nuts.
Well, I agree that once a junkie, always a junkie.
Really?
But what happened to this guy is pathetic, and it reflects on his father. I hope that it weighs on his conscience.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It was Geraldo Rivera and Greg Gutfeld saying, what? He's selling art for $500,000 and he's banging everything. Speaking of, you know, getting with very lovely women. In some cases, I don't know. Here's what I can tell you. Hunter Biden will rent places for $30,000. For some people, that's their entire year. He'll rent a place for $30,000 a night. His rent is $30,000 a month in some places. I mean, this guy's living a he's living a playboy life. Daddy, when he says, I need more drugs and I need more prostitutes, Daddy sends him $100,000. I don't know how that is you, but wow. I tell you what, I wouldn't send my kid $100,000 if he was saying, I'm going to go get some drugs and prostitutes. If he said, I want to start a business, I might. But I wouldn't do it for drugs and prostitutes. But Hunter has it such that his parents will send him money when he's doing stuff that no parent should condone. And then at the very end, it's funny. Geraldo says, well, it reflects on his father. Geraldo's a sellout, by the way. We'll do I have a clip down the road. We'll play this. But Geraldo's, he's a big sellout. He's there just for the ratings. He does things because he thinks this is what people want to hear. He all but admits it in a clip. I'll play it another time. But we're getting gaslit. You know, Hunter's legal team, the media, all of them, they're trying to gaslight us. And the fact that the media ignores Hunter Biden is so glaring in the sense of how could you ignore this when you wouldn't ignore it for anybody else? Can you imagine if this were the Bush girls or if this were, again, I hate to keep using the Trump kids, but whoever. If Ron DeSantis had sons, I guarantee you, there's no Republican that could withstand this. Nobody. Anyway, the Daily Mail, as I said, they reported last week, Hunter Biden demanded that his then 29-year-old assistant, a woman of color, engage with him sexually. Yeah. Now, let me just stop right there. Given the Me Too movement and all the stuff that they put Kavanaugh through, the skanks, right, and what they put Justice Thomas through, and what they put CBS executive Moons through, and they put the other guy that used Matt Brower or Bauer, whatever his name was, and Roger Ailes that hired me when I worked at Fox and many other people. I just said, what in the world do you think they should be doing to Hunter Biden? There's not, with a lot of these other people, it was speculation. Even with the LoveGov, there was speculation. You know, you're a governor and you're single and you make a pass at some woman and she doesn't like it. Okay, big deal. No harm, no foul. No. You know, even though I'm not protecting Cuomo because I think he's a scumbag. But the likelihood of him actually doing what they claimed he did was ridiculous. Women would throw themselves at a governor with the Cuomo name who had his money and his, cachet. They would love to be seen with him. Hunter Biden, though, he essentially hired women and said, this 29-year-old woman, who's a woman of color, to engage with him, and then threatened to withhold her salary if she didn't comply. She literally was begging this man for money so she could pay her rent. Where's the Me Too movement? Not around. Joe Posobiec tweeted, the laptop is the dossier Hunter Biden had on himself. Imagine what Burisma and the CCP have on the Biden family. That's what I said. I think China sent that spy balloon. They dropped some pamphlets in front of the White House and said, you know what we got on you. Jonathan Hurley tweeted this. Hunter has avoided any public discussions of his foreign dealings. Yet if he carries out on his threat and sues for defamation, he would invite a deposition under oath and under hostile conditions. His father would relish that prospect before 2024 as much as drinking molten lead. There was a meme that had Hunter says in 2021, could be Russian intelligence or mine. I'm not sure. Talking about his laptop. And in 2023, you stole my laptop. It's pretty funny. But here's what's also interesting and people are bringing up. And we're going to get back to this story I was talking about with this girl that Hunter Biden forced, to sexual favors for money. But people are asking this. If Hunter is admitting that the laptop is his, what about those 51 former intelligence experts who said that they had validated this information? What about, as Joe Biden said, those five former heads of the CIA who validated this information? What about that? Where are those people? I'd like to see Congress bring Brennan and Clapper and all the other people there and say, show us where this information came from. Because, see, this is exactly what led to what the FBI did to Trump, where they trumped up nonsense, got the Pfizer courts to issue documents that would let them spy on regular Americans, got people arrested, and then they claim nobody's above the law. There are people who appear to be above the law. I want to go back to this girl, though. And we talked about it a little bit before. Hunter Biden essentially said that this girl, and we covered it a little bit before, but he essentially said to this girl, if I'll give you some of your money if you'll perform, if you go on camera and perform these sexual acts, and you got to do what I say, et cetera, et cetera. Now, again, I'm not trying to moralize. I don't care that Hunter Biden sees prostitutes. I don't care that Hunter Biden lives a debaucherous life. That's his business. But what I do compare it to is what would happen if other people did it. I'm not talking about it in a private setting. I'm talking about him using funds from his company. And we talked about it the other day. What can you get away with? Look. I've been on boondoggles where the company says, okay, we're going to have our meeting in some nice place. It used to be San Francisco was one of the places, not anymore because they got poop maps there and drug addicts all over the place. And, of course, the places, if you want to see the worst form of humanity, go to San Francisco. But you could, before that, it was really an interesting place, beautiful views and I always put us up in a nice restaurant, in a nice hotel. They organized good events, and there were many things you could do. It was a treat. And I would always, there was a buddy of mine there that owned a yacht. It was a 41-foot yacht. And we'd go sailing every year when I'd go to this particular thing. And it was a wonderful experience. And a bit of a boondoggle. Because we probably worked half a day. We did whatever the regulations were at the time, that we did the minimum. But everybody knew it. So I understand it. It's a reward, really, for entrepreneurs that says, look, we know you've been working your butts off. You've been having to do a lot of stuff, man, going to town. Take a minute. Go have a nice meal. Stay at a nice place. Go to some, go listen to some live music or whatever and have some fun. Because you're going to come back and it's going to be pure H-E double crooked socks. And you're okay with that. Hunter Biden didn't do that. Hunter Biden had people, not one, not two, not three, but four different assistants who were on his payroll to do nothing but satisfy his sexual proclivities, whatever they may be. Hey, I'm not an investigative reporter, but I'd say if you want to follow a story, follow Hunter Biden's money at any company that he worked at, and I guarantee you, you're going to have enough evidence to put this man in prison. I would never run a company like he did. By the way, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, remember when Jesse was using money from Operation Push to pay his mistress? That's how leftists roll.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.